A recorder's duty is to ensure that the results are correctly recorded. This requires the recorder to check the results from the timing system. In Lesson 3, we discussed the various time systems that you are likely to encounter. We are now going to look at the reports produced by the quantum system that is often used at major venues. Reports produced by other timing systems are formatted differently, but will contain similar information. Hence, studying these quantum examples will help you understand all systems. We will make this lesson as practical as possible by studying the results from a real meet. Shown here is the recorder's table at an indoor long course meet. In this case, it is a distance meet, with the shortest event being 200 meters. Because there are relatively few events, and each one is relatively long, there is ample time for recording. Only one recorder was rostered. Most of the timekeepers and other officials are parents with varying levels of ability and experience. The key point here is that in this environment, errors are to be expected. Although it is not necessary for the recorder to watch the races, by doing so, it will improve the quality of their work. They can easily spot empty lanes, and they may observe other issues such as swimmers in correct lanes, missing timekeepers, or the unofficial order of finishes. It is the referee's responsibility to adjudicate and manage the meet, not the recorder's. But full awareness of what happened in the water will help with checking results, especially where there is an issue. Also, please note some other important details about this meet that affect the recorder. The primary timing system is AOE with touchpads at each end of the pool. SAT is the backup system with two timekeepers per lane. All AOE and SAT information is fed into Quantum and printed onto a single slip for each heat. There is also an electronic scoreboard. For most events, lanes 7 and 8 are designated warm-up and warm-down lanes. Lane 6 is vacant. Hence, lanes 1 through 5 are only used for racing. A further complication is that all events are run as combined boys and girls, but the results need separating into boys and girls. It was actually decided to do this manually on the day for publishing on Meet Mobile and the notice board. After the meet was complete, the meet manager electronic records were later split into boys and girls. Having boys and girls swimming side by side would also have made any time swum ineligible for records. The AOE and meet manager operator are located in a small control room. There is insufficient space for the recorder there, so the recorder is located at some distance in another part of the facility. This is not a problem, but it will limit communication. In particular, the recorder may receive very delayed information about changes to the program such as reseeds or amalgamations. You will see here that the recorder has a program annotated with their notes, a stapler for binding and to stop paperwork from blowing away, and the initial results of a previous event ready for checking. Here is that pack of initial results, delivered by the runner, ready for checking. On top are printed pages from Meet Manager with the results for checking. Attached is a disqualification slip and the quantum slips, one for each heat. Let's study one of those quantum slips in detail. At the top is basic introductory information, including date, time, event number, description, heat, and the start time. Next is a list of all timing events during the heat. These are printed in chronological order. The abbreviations are as follows. L is lane, TP is touchpad, B1 is button 1, B2 is button 2. The arrow shows the direction of the inbound swimmer at the time, and lap is the system calculation of the swimmer's lap. Finally, there is a summary of the key timing information for the heat. The abbreviations are as follows. RK is rank, which means finish order, LA is lane, and B up is the backup time. This is calculated as the average time from the timekeeper button presses. The swimmer's time is shown. The number in brackets is the difference between the time recorded from the touchpad and of that recorded by the timekeepers. Negative numbers indicate that the timekeepers recorded a faster time than the touchpad. This slip indicates that the swimmer in lane 1 came first in a time of 1 minute 24.55 seconds. Second was the swimmer in lane 3 in a time of 2 minutes 57.69 seconds. Third was lane 2 in a time of 3 minutes 0.02 seconds. Fourth was lane 4 in 3 minutes 3.44 seconds. You may have noticed that something does not look right here. In fact, the AOE operator and referee have already marked up the slip and manually changed the time. Look at the inked markings around lane 1. There is a massive difference between the times recorded by the timekeepers and the touchpad. Also, that swimmers appear to have finished over a minute and a half ahead of the next place swimmer. Clearly, this cannot be right. But what happened, and how to correct it? Look back at the whole slip. Near the top, the first touchpad time is at 27.27 seconds for lane 1 completing lap 2, with the arrow indicating that the swimmer was moving towards the start end. Clearly, it would be an incredible world record for a swimmer to cover 100 metres in this time. Below this, note that the swimmers in the other lanes did not reach the 50-metre turn until at least 37 seconds, where lane 1 is recorded as completing lap 1 at 37.95 seconds. Something is clearly wrong. The first touchpad reading from lane 1 was most probably caused by a knock from a swimmer from the previous heat whilst exiting the pool a little late. This extra touch was not spotted or cancelled by the AOE operator. Quantum then assumed that the next touch at the start end in lane 1 was the finish, with lane 1 finishing lap 4 as the others finished lap 2. So that was the likely cause of the issue, but what is the solution? The timekeepers' times are within 17 one-hundredths of a second of each other. These are reasonably close to each other and suggest that they can be relied upon. The referee has circled and initialed the backup time that indicates it was discussed with the AOE operator and the time to be used agreed. That time, 3 minutes, 2.11 seconds, changes the finish order for that heat. The finish order is now 3, 2, 1, 4. Presumably that matched the referee's record of the finish order. You, as a recorder, need to confirm that the swimmer in lane 1 of event 1, heat 4, is recorded as having swum a time of 3 minutes, 2.11 seconds. Before we move on to other examples, please feel free to pause or rewind this video now to review the details again. So here is an extract from the bottom of a slip for another event and heat. You will recall that the number in brackets is the difference between the time recorded from the touchpad and that recorded by the timekeepers. What do you think about these results? The time for the third place swimmer in lane 1 looks like it's worthy of a deeper inspection. The backup time is 0.37 of a second faster than the touchpad time. Differences of more than 0.3 must be reported to the referee for review and decision. There is no ink on this slip, so that does not appear to have happened. Also, note that there is only one timekeeper time. B2 is blank. It's therefore impossible to know from this information what is likely to have happened. One scenario is that the single timekeeper was inaccurate and pressed too early. Another scenario is that the timekeeper was accurate, but the swimmer's first touch was soft and did not activate the touchpad. In the context of a 5-minute race, this difference of a third of a second is not major, particularly because it is not a record-breaking swim and does not affect the heat finish order. If this was a sprint event, then it would definitely require much greater scrutiny. Nevertheless, this issue should be queried. We recommend to first check with the AOE operator whether they have any additional information, and, if necessary, then confer with the referee. The referee may decide to query the timekeeper. Diligent timekeepers may keep records of known errors or visibly soft touches. But this is highly unusual for parents volunteering for a short time only. Unless the referee has any additional information, in this case, I would expect them to confirm the time from the touchpad. A referee would need to be convinced that the touchpad time is incorrect in order to overrule it. You should ask the referee to initial the time to be recorded as the official time for lane 1. Again, before we move on to another example, please feel free to pause or rewind this video now to review the details again. Okay, so here is another extract for another heat of the same event. What do you think about these results? This is quite similar to the previous example. Look at the times for the fourth place swimmer in lane 2. The backup time is 0.41 faster than the touchpad time. That's greater than the 0.3 margin, so it should be inspected further. On this occasion, there are two SAT times, and they are identical. This suggests that the backup time is accurate. As before, a diligent recorder should raise this with the AOE operator and, if necessary, then the referee. Unless there is further evidence, based on the information of this slip, it is likely that the referee will direct that the backup time should be used instead of the touchpad. It is likely that the swimmer's first touch was soft and did not register. This difference would not affect the finish order, so the referee would not have picked up a difference from their placings. It is interesting that this adjustment would now place this swimmer ahead of the second place swimmer in lane 2 of the earlier heat that we reviewed in the previous example. Okay, so let's look at another example. This is an extract for another event and heat. What do you see? Look at the fifth place swimmer in lane 5. The backup time is a massive one and half seconds faster than the touchpad time. There are two timekeeper times and both are within 0.05 of each other, so it's likely to be accurate. This could well be another soft touch and should be raised with the AOE operator and referee for decision. Right, I have one more example for you. This is my favourite and I think you're going to really enjoy it. This is an extract for yet another event and heat. You know the routine now. What do you see? Yes, the times for the third place swimmer in lane 3 look odd. The backup time is approaching 2 seconds slower than the touchpad time. Even considering that this is a 10-minute race, that's quite a difference. There are two timekeeper times, but look at their sequence. The first occurred 1.6 seconds after the touchpad, and the second about half a second later. In this case, the recorder had witnessed the end of the heat and observed exactly what happened. The timekeepers on lane 3 were deep in conversation and completely missed the end of the race. One timekeeper realized that their swimmer had finished, so jumped out of their chair and pressed the button. The other timekeeper then grabbed their button and did the same. The recorder made a note of this sequence of events on their program. When the results arrived for checking, the recorder was able to compare the AOE slip with the program notes and interpret the results correctly. Thankfully, the touchpad registered a time, so the backup times were not required. The recorder discussed this with the referee, who confirmed that the touchpad time should be used. That concludes our discussion of AOE and SAT slip interpretation. Before we close, let's walk through the results auditing procedure used at this meet. This is not the definitive way of operating, but it will give you some suggestions about how to conduct your work. Some experienced recorders may think this is too much, others may think that it is too little. Throughout the meet, try to watch the events in the water. On your program, mark down empty lanes, approximate finish order, distracted timekeepers, etc. you may recognise some of the swimmers and be able to confirm that they are swimming in the correct lane, or at least compare club caps against designated lanes. You may even review the scoreboard at the end for consistency with what you observed in the pool. Your observations are only unofficial, but they may alert you to potential issues later or help speed up investigations if they do. When the results arrive from the AOE and meet manager operators for review, check that the number of swimmers in the results match the number of swimmers that were in the water. Check AOE slips for oddities as discussed earlier in this lesson. Check for any disqualification slips and ensure that they appear correctly in the results. Check that any swimmers that withdrew or did not swim do not appear in the results. Confirm that the times and placings on the AOE slips match those in the printed results. For a multi-heat event, this can be quite time-consuming. Confirm that the correct names match the times and placings, especially where there has been any change to the program, such as reseeds, amalgamations, late entries, etc. In some cases, you may first need to obtain the marshalling slips to verify exactly who swam in which heat and lane. Initial and mark up the final copies for distribution to the announcer, presentation table, and notice board. Congratulations! You have now completed all the lessons in this course. In Lesson 1, we covered the responsibilities of a recorder, the typical electronic systems with which you will be working, the team and workflow, and preparation on the day of the meet. Lesson 2 was a deep dive into allocating starting positions for pre- or non-seated meets, run electronically or manually. We talked about the differences between timed finals and heat and finals, amalgamations, reseeds, and requirements for relays. Recording results were the subject of Lesson 3. We covered the recording process within the control room team, results determination using a range of different timing systems, medal allocation, point scores, and records. In Lesson 4, we covered AOE timing slip interpretation in the context of a real meet example. You have covered a huge amount of detail. Well done. Next, we recommend that you review the training notes that accompany this video and the rules of swimming that relate to recording. Once you are comfortable, then please attempt the online test on this website. You should gain practical experience under supervision. Once you are ready, you should contact an assessor to arrange your practical assessment. On behalf of the many swimmers that will benefit from your officiating, thank you. Good luck and enjoy.